AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Friday. We made it, naughties. Another week. We made it through together. Friday, and our dear friend, Corey Andrew, joins us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday.
Hello, darling. I saw your big story in Forbes, Fancy Pants. Look at you, smarty, smarty. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Every now and then I can, you know, show that I have a brain. Yes, I do.
You do. You're also an incredible writer.
Check it out,
ForbesMagazine.com. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
It is
tea time. Tamra Judge calls Teresa Giudice the most overrated housewife of all time.
Ouch.
So she's on the Orange County franchise, and she made this revelation while appearing on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
So I love that she said it directly to the boss. So not only is she talking smack about Teresa, she's really doing it to the boss. So somebody doesn't like me. Okay, but I don't want you to tell my boss.
Don't go to HR.
Although Andy did egg it on. So Andy loves to ask this question. It's a really good question. It's a naughty question, but it does make me laugh. He asked her to name the most overrated housewife, and without hesitation, she said, "It's Teresa." And Andy was like, "Wow." Now, Bravo fans are on Twitter really shading her for saying this, saying Teresa's great. And I think here, what is complicated and delicious is what makes a successful housewife.
Right.
Like, I think people don't like Teresa, but that, unfortunately, in this genre, makes her very successful.
Yeah, sure.
So it's the boring ones, I think, that I'm not into, but they're not overrated. So if you said Aviva Drescher, she's not overrated because she's not rated at all. Like, nobody really remembers her.
So
who are the superstars on this franchise? It's definitely Teresa. It's definitely Nene. I would also argue maybe Bethany and Jill Zarin, maybe of New York.
Who are
the ladies that pop for you?
You know, oddly enough, you just mentioned Nene, but you know who's on the rise now is Portia. She really is doing some amazing. She's on this funny new show where they have celebrities emulating life on Mars, and they have to like survive if they were really on the surface of Mars.
Right.
And she had that really amazing gaffe where she thought that the Underground Railroad was an actual train, and her father, her grandfather was a famous civil rights activist. Yes. So how did she think there was an actual train underground?
But like, you know, a subway,
like a subway, like in the 1800s. But so Portia, I think, is on the rise on that franchise. But Yeah, I don't know. I think Teresa, you're right. She's got the Joan Collins as Alexis sort of thing happening. You love to hate her, right? So
yes!
She's it.
She's such a villain, and she's happy playing the villain. But I don't think she's overrated, because I think what she delivers is TV gold. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't want to be friends with her. I know her a little bit. Yeah. I don't really want to be friends with her, but I don't think she's overrated. Bethany too. Now, Bethany, everybody knows on the show, full disclosure, Bethany and my good self are not friends. In fact, we don't really like each other very much. Right. I was thinking about that. Is Bethany overrated? I don't know if that's true either. I think Bethany also lives up to this hype of being such a drama queen and being really good TV.
Yeah, I think Bethany's a little, I think she's overrated. And I think she's sort of, she can't exist unless she sort of like puts herself back in the Housewives franchise to stay relevant, although she's tried all these other things and she's been successful at these things. Like her liquor brand is massive. She sold it for like $125 million or something, but she still finds herself on TikTok trying to stay relevant or attacking other celebrities. So I think she's a little overrated in that response.
There's a desperateness, I think, that she comes across, desperate for Bethany. I mean, I do love me some NeNe Leakes, but she blew it
when
she called Andy Cohen all those
all kinds
all
of
those names. And so I think that NeNe is probably not going to return at all, if ever, to the franchise. But it made me think that I want to know what you think's naughties, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Tamara Judge calls Teresa Giudice the most overrated housewife of all time.
Ooh.
Do you agree? Let me know, yes or no. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Hey, Corey, what are you working on?
Oh, yes, a little naughty but fun story here with Ariana Madix. So Ariana, she has dropped a little unique t-shirt from her merch collection, and it has a headline on that shirt, and it's F me in this shirt. And that's happening after Tom Sandoval's sick reunion comment. Now, you know, she's making money off of this comment that Tom made, where he shaded his ex-girlfriend for keeping her t-shirt on during sex. You know, he's a bad guy. And this all came out in the Vanderpump Rules reunion. He sarcastically called it hot, you know, I guess insinuating that it really wasn't that sexy for her to keep her t-shirt on during sex. But you know what? I love her response. I'm a marketing guy. I'm in advertising. She smartly grabbed that idea and she turned it into a t-shirt. So for $34.99, it features a cartoon version of the betrayed reality star pulling apart a grilled cheese sandwich while surrounded by the words F me in this shirt. And I think it's pretty funny. But before the scandal, Sandoval, 40 years old, and Madix were in a relationship. You know, they were together for 9 years and they owned a house together. But now the gloves are off and the t-shirts are on.
Corey, I see what you did there. Oh, it's delicious. I'm going to order one of these t-shirts.
So I want one too. I know.
I'll get you one, Corey. I'm going to order two today. And it makes me laugh. This is a marketing opportunity. And some people are like, oh, she's cashing in. Of course she is. She's a reality star. That's exactly what they do. I think it's very, very clever. It's very, very naughty.
Yeah.
And I think that this show, for me, I wasn't that into it. I went off it, but now it's back with a vengeance. I was invited to a screening of the final episode of the final reunion. I couldn't go, but my friends went. They said it was like a night with the Beatles. Like, people were losing their minds.
Oh, my gosh.
I hear, too, a little bit of exclusive scoop. I hear the Housewives are a bit jealous because for the last decade, the Housewives have ruled Bravo.
Yeah, yeah.
They were the queens of Bravo, and all the other shows had to be a little bit deferential towards them. I've been to Bravo parties where the Housewives always get the best seats, and all the other shows, Summer House, Vanderpump Rules, they're a little bit on the outside and they sort of have to bow down a little bit. But now this show is getting higher ratings than the Housewives. It's getting more attention. It's getting more buzz. More people are gossiping about Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm told those Housewives are not that happy. Ooh. They're very territorial. Mm-hmm. And they don't like anybody else coming along. And even if you're not the biggest Bravo fan, this has somehow penetrated our psyche.
Yeah,
we know about this cheating scandal because it's everywhere.
Yeah,
everybody
you can't avoid
is talking about this. I'm now watching it, Corey. I've got to admit,
It sucked me in. What about you?
You know, I, for some reason, I just never got into any of those shows. I don't know. Right. You find me on a typical night, I'm watching the Discovery Channel. Full disclosure here. But I do every now and then want some mindless TV, and I turn it on to see someone throw a table or call someone a tramp. It's fun. I get it. I understand why people love them. But I'm not necessarily a huge fan of the franchises.
I don't know if I say I'm a huge fan, but this one has sucked me in for a moment. Yeah. I'm a terrible, terrible TV partner because I'm not loyal. I lose interest very quickly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Often I don't stay for the whole season. I know the Real Housewives of New York are coming back on July 16th. Mm. I'll watch the first one. And then I probably won't watch any more. But I just want to watch the first, maybe the even the first ones, half hour. Sometimes I can tell in 10 minutes. I get what it is. Like, I want to be part of the conversation. I want to keep up with my friends.
Right, we have to keep it. About it. Our job
demands it.
And
so I love all that. But I'm not addicted to it. But somehow, this story
this one's
has
gotcha.
Just taken root. I love this. These T-shirts. I'm going to get us a T-shirt, Corey. Okay, fine. Moving along. Prince Harry warned King Charles about what he should buy and shouldn't buy Lilibet for her birthday. So the Duke of Sussex reportedly told his father, who was planning a really extravagant gift, not to buy it. So King Charles wanted to get a custom-made cubby house. I think that's a doll's house.
Yeah.
And he wanted to give it to her, and it's going to be a big surprise. However, sources are telling OK Magazine that Harry said, no, please don't do that. It's way, way, way too extravagant. We don't really want that. Now, if my grandfather was the king, I would be furious if my parents told him eventually, like, go to the Tower of London, get me a crown and send one of those. Like, should you be telling grandparents what, I mean, what to buy, what not to buy? Isn't that part of their job to sort of spoil the grandkids? I don't know.
Well, especially because they've had such a strained relationship. Yeah, like, why would you shut down an effort for whatever the motive may be? It's an effort by Charles to, you know, to do something.
Yes.
So I don't know why you would shut that down. It seems a little weird. Maybe there's more to the story.
He's angry with his dad. His dad couldn't win. If his dad had bought her a pair of socks, they'd be like, oh, he's so cheap.
Yeah.
Like, you can't win, can you? You can't win. And all this about, like, oh, they want her to have a normal childhood. She doesn't.
She lives in a
$13 million compound. She knows Oprah Winfrey. Like, you know, come on.
Yeah, stop it.
Her granddad's the king.
Yeah.
The king.
Right, yeah.
I'd say no. Send me a carriage, a gold carriage and horses. Send me a crown.
Yeah.
I'd accept all the gifts, wouldn't you?
Yeah, especially because they're no longer part of the royal family. It would be a way for them to kind of get some of the royal goodies still without really being a part of it, you know?
When they get a little older, I mean, she's such a little baby. She's only two. But when they get a little older, when they're like 20, they'll be like, where are my gifts from my grandfather?
Where's my carriage, honey?
Where's my horse?
Yeah,
where
they're going to look for
Where's my castle? Where's my crown? I want all those gifts. Okay, we have some really lovely breaking news that apparently Kim Kardashian might have a mystery new man.
Yes, yes. Apparently, you know, there's this romance rumor floating around that she has a mystery new man. And apparently also he meets her standards. So this new mystery man allegedly checks all her boxes, but she isn't quite ready to show him to the world just yet. Now, during a confessional, the media mogul explained that throughout her fling with Pete Davidson, people made it seem like they were in a very serious relationship. And when in reality, she said she was just trying to have a good time. You know, you remember it was like kind of on the rebound after Kanye.
Yeah.
And she was just sort of out there, you know, sowing her oats, as they say. But she says, I want to just sneak around a little bit, the 42-year-old said. You know, like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to sneak. I don't know why she refers to it as sneak, but, you know, I think she's just being private. And it's strange because she's a person who lives her life so publicly. So it's kind of peculiar that now all of a sudden she puts the curtain up. But as it turns out, she's been seen sneaking around with this new guy. And Disick has named him Fred, by the way. So his nickname is Fred. So that's like some kind of generic name. Now, Kardashian explained that her friend set her up with Fred, and the twosome went out on a date at an unnamed club in New York City. And she's, you know, even the club is unnamed because they don't want anyone going to the club and asking who this guy is. Yeah. So, you know, that's, but it's the same club, though, where she and Davidson used to have their secret dinner. So anyone out there who's a sleuth, you can put two and two together and figure this out and let us know. Do you have an idea?
It's a private club, but I saw Kim there with Pete one night. I hit the phones to find out what does she mean here by sneaking around, because as you said, Corey,
she's
such a public person and she lives her life so open to all of us, not just on her reality show, but on her social media. What they said is that for the moment, she just wants something for herself, not for her fans, not for the public, not to promote products. She just wants something for her. And that's this guy. And apparently he's very nice. I'm told he's a little bit older. I'm told he's a businessman, that he has nothing to do with the entertainment world. So they said that he's really, really nice. And are they predicting anything? You never know with Kim D.
You never know.
But they're all really, really hopeful, and they're grateful too that she's been able to keep the secret for as long as she has, which just goes to show you when celebrities really don't want you to know, Jennifer Aniston is the best.
Yeah, she's
you
like,
don't.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
like a stealth bomber.
Yeah,
you can
Jennifer.
Never get any information from her. Like if when they want to go to private restaurants, there are places. So the next time you feel bad that a celebrity's been hounded by people like me, let me remind you, often they want to be. You can be stealth. Okay, quickly before we get a break, an optimistic story here that started out very sad. Wendy Williams has checked into a treatment center after her son went public with his fears about his mom. So Wendy is currently in a treatment center for her battle with alcohol abuse. A rep has confirmed that. Yeah. Her son recently did a big interview, his first interview, where he really spoke out about his fears for his mommy, saying he's worried that she could die.
Oh,
as
my
you
goodness.
Know, I'm friendly with Wendy. We have an odd relationship, but I do love her deep down, and we want her to be well. And I think that this is probably a very good idea. Last time I saw Wendy, she was really sloppy.
Yeah,
it was really hard to watch, and she needs to get professional help. She can't have friends do this, and I'd love to be that friend. I'm just not equipped for this.
Right,
when she called me and I'd go to her apartment, I'm not a professional, and this is way beyond the type of help any friend can give. So I'm glad Wendy is getting professional help. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls.
Da-da-da!
Yesterday, we talked about Prince Harry, who was reprimanded on the stand in a heated moment in court. Our question was, could you keep your cool in court? You're on the stand. They're asking you questions. They're pushing you. They're prodding you. They're not nice questions. Could you keep your cool? 70% said yes, you think you could.
Hmm.
What about you, Corey? You're very controlled. You're very disciplined. I would guess you could keep your cool.
I want to believe that I could. And I think, you know, don't forget, when you go to court, your own attorneys do a lot of practicing with you so that you kind of play out scenarios in which the other side is going to try to provoke you. So I think with that exercise in place and my level of attempt to be calm in most cases, I think I could do it.
The only time I got close to this was when I had to give a deposition. And like you said, I practiced for days, not hours, days with my lawyers. And every time they provoked me deliberately, I snapped. I couldn't help myself.
All that training out the window.
And like, so they said, well, ask that question again, Robert. And this time, take a breath. Yes, I said, I'll take a breath. They asked the question, I took a breath, and then
and
I
snapped again.
I can't help it. I think I'm a little terrier. I'm a fighter. If you look at me the wrong way.
I know.
Could you
work that out, honey? Work that out, Rob, okay?
Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to my Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, It's time for our nicest of the day.
No. Yeah, this is a sweet little story. I really do love this story. So it's a surprising story because a member of the British royal family has tied with Kate Middleton as the fourth most popular royal.
Oh,
and now, it's not a secret that Kate Middleton is one of the most beloved members of the royal family, the British royal family in the UK. Mm-hmm. But in fact, according to this new poll, she ranks at number four underneath Prince William and Princess Diana. So that's not too bad.
Diana?
In the ranking, yeah. But she's not the only one with that number two spot because Princess Anne tied exactly with her on this new poll. The reason why Anne tied with Kate, and it was mainly because of Anne's dedication to her job and the fact that she doesn't really seem to have a need to be in a spotlight. She seems very authentic. She's never in the limelight, and she's actually been called the hardest working royal. She doesn't want her kids to have all the pomp and circumstance and all the titles. She didn't want any of that, and she actually told her kids to go out and get jobs, and they've done just that. So for those who aren't familiar with Princess Anne, she's the second child and the only daughter of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip. So, you know what? I love to know that, you know, famous people, celebrities, they really want their kids to go out there and be good people, not take their fame and money for granted. So hats off to Princess Anne.
I love Princess Anne. She's the hardest working. She does more royal engagements each year than any of the other royals.
Wow.
And she does it often without the cameras.
Yeah,
and so when
yeah.
she goes to christen a ship or to cut a ribbon on a hospital, the cameras don't often go, in which case I'd say, what's the point? But I'm that sort of person.
Yeah, yeah.
Anne said, no, it's my duty.
I turn up.
I do the work. I love that. And nicest of the day. And now our naughty is the day.
Naughty.
Melissa Gorga, who I sort of adore. I text with her and she's so much fun.
Mm.
She's selling handcuff bracelets.
Oh my goodness.
Amid her feud with felon Teresa Giudice. So we started the show with Teresa.
We're ending the show with Teresa.
So they're not speaking. And they had this big blowout at the reunion where Teresa accused Melissa of turning her into the FBI. And Melissa was like, oh, honey, I'm not the problem here. You're the felon.
Oh.
You committed the crime.
So
now she's selling handcuffed bracelets.
The shade.
Saying, grab them before they are gone. And she also is selling a little locket with locked up on it.
Ooh.
Oh, Melissa, it's shady.
Delicious.
I mean, she's a felon. Teresa wound up spending 11 months behind bars in 2015.
Yeah.
I mean, 11 months, that's not a week.
That's a long time
in jail. And her husband, Joe, he was deported.
Yeah, he was sent back
to
Italy.
He lives in the Bahamas. Shady, but I think I love it. Okay, let's end with a moment of rub. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. The most important person in your life is you. It's impossible to treat anyone like they are important until you believe that you are important.
Yes.
Believing that you are important has to start with you, nobody else. Which is actually not a bad thing, because it puts the power, all the power, into your hands.
Absolutely.
Rather than anyone else's. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now,
if you're going to be naughty, you got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Fun.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.